Saturday morning, near 8 a.m., Dolores went down to the office, saw Norman was already there. She went in and plunked herself on the visitor's chair and glared at him across his desk. She waited for him to speak first, but he stayed silent. She lost the battle, couldn't stand the tension in the air anymore. She said, "You know, Mankey almost killed Dallas. That poor man is in terrible shape." She didn't like the way Norman was looking at her. He had that crafty, "What can she do for me?" leer. "I want you to deliver the rest of the drug order to Mankey today."
"Are you kidding me? It's Saturday, damn it. I don't want to even be here with you."
"Actually, I'm very serious. Dallas certainly can't go. That leaves you."
"Really? I think you better get ready to move it out, because I'm not going anywhere near Mankey."
"He's not going to hurt you. All he wants is his Vicodin."
"It's almost humorous how you manage to get everyone else to do all the dirty work while you hide in the shadows. Not going to work this time."
"Well, what good are you if you can't help out with the very thing that brings in the money?"
"I'm the one who runs the hospital, the one who covers your messy tracks, makes sure the bureaucratic machine doesn't wipe you out."
Norman swiveled in his chair, probably so he could look out an imaginary window and try to figure out what he was going to do. "We've got to do something. That drug czar wants his product today, and we both know if we don't make sure he gets it, he'll kill us just as an example, if nothing else."
"Well, you take care of it, because I'm finished with all of this,"